Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott at 7:06. Tuesday morning. It looks a little rainy out there. We'll get to that a little bit later. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com.
We'd be streaming. Yeah, Mon.
We'd be streaming, Mon. We're joined today, of course, by our producer, Eric. One of our producers.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
And how are you?
You kind of caught me in mid-yawn.
Well,
I was out flying until about 12:30 this morning, and kind of dragging. Got to have a little coffee to get me going. So
how can you fly if it's dark?
That's when you don't see the mountains and they don't exist. So
you just kind of keep flying in a straight line.
Yeah, I open my eyes just before we land.
You really have to watch your gauges. You watch your gauges anyway, but
yeah.
You rely on your gauges.
I used to jump out of planes. All my jumps were night jumps.
Night jumps?
Yeah, I had my eyes closed. And then, of course, I'm joined by my bride, my beautiful bride.
Oh, bear with us this morning. I'm so happy to be here intact. 7:06 in the morning, going to be today, high of a 72, mostly cloudy. It looks like it's kind of humid, so we'll look to see what the humidity is up. Okay, it's one of those days. We're going to tell you again, the bathroom is out. The toilet is off. The guys half-tiled the bathroom and went, oops, I guess we don't have enough. So it's going to be 3 weeks. I'm just telling you, anybody who's been through this, not that we asked, paid to have it remodeled or anything like that as part
of the building.
They're
doing it out of their goodness of their heart.
Yeah. So the guy says, well, I think I'll retile your bathroom. Okay, so 2 days now, we have, of course, guests that are coming in, and it's morning time, so you've got the coffee run, if you know what I mean. Our air conditioning is off
No, the air conditioning, I think, is up again today.
Well, it doesn't feel like it so far.
Well, who knows?
Okay, and then we have a new printer that while Jim was on the air, went off midstream. So, you come in and
it's brand new.
It's not new
to us. I mean, it was in the box.
So it's one of those days that we're, you're rolling with it. You're just rolling with it.
My favorite part is they said, well, yes, we took your bathroom out.
No toilet.
However, there is a porta potty back behind the station, and that they're using for the construction that's going on next door with the Teriyaki place.
Teriyaki.
Or whatever the steak place next door.
It's a new word.
Yeah,
you have just coined phrase.
But so one of our admin, Ann, goes back, opens it up, and finds out right then instantly that a homeless guy is using it for a place to take his bath. So we have to make new arrangements there. Yeah, it's just been one of those mornings.
I don't want to be gross or anything, but at which point do you say that you empty your porta potty?
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, hey, but it's something everybody goes through, I'm sure. Just, my only question was, well, when you measured the
floor,
didn't it strike you that you're going to need 50 instead of 30?
Well, let's talk about something positive here.
Okay.
Right. Now,
okay, we're all over that.
Okay, now, that's true. Yesterday you went out for the groundbreaking ceremony of the chapel that's going to be out at Igo Cemetery.
Yes, that was superb. And, they don't call it a chapel because you can't have the word chapel anywhere close to a national cemetery.
And
you can't have the word chapel close to anywhere there's a national cemetery or it's federal land. So it's a Warriors Memorial building. Even though it's kind of shaped like a chapel and it's got stained glass like a chapel, it's not a chapel. But of any denomination, any denomination can be served there. And you have a place for the parents and the friends to come in out of the weather. Sometimes when it rains, there's only there's a small place out there that covers. But it doesn't take care of the heat and heavy rains. And this Warriors Memorial, which is being done by Senator Maurice Johanson, will be on the show tomorrow, is to provide the shelter for our Warriors families, the Warriors that are being buried out there. And, the finest thing about this isn't government money. This isn't going through the government, which is one of the reasons they'll have it finished in 3 or 4 months. This is being done by local construction crews. Local construction crews and the Builders Emporium. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, it's being done by them and donations.
Sponsored by that.
It was wonderful to see this yesterday and to see what everybody's doing. But when we come back, we've already got guests lining up here to be talking about a number of different events that are going on during this week. I mean, this is huge this week. We've got a lot going on.
So we're
going
to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is May 18th, 7-Eleven, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot and Eric the engineer.
Eric the pilot, flying till 12:30.
You know, tell me.
It's a little scary when the pilot throws up his arms.
Yeah, you know what? It's a little. You know what? Do you put the wheels down after you land, Eric?
Hey, you know.
No, really. I know what I'm doing. I am a professional.
You know, you just gotta laugh and get through it because, it's a pure joy. As many of you know what it is, if you've ever had to do any kind of public speaking or go out and do something, even sing in a church choir, you all the best laid rehearsal and all the best laid plans, you just have got to be prepared. You never know what could happen. The PA system could go off. Somebody falls down out in front in the middle of your performance, and you just have to, it's called living in the moment, and that's the beautiful thing about radio. With us this morning, in case you heard that fourth voice in the room, is our producer, a wonderful show that's coming up Friday. If you haven't heard about it, I don't know where you've been, but it's called Senior Idol at the Cascade. Good morning, Paul Barth.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Was that introduction as long as my voicemail?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the longest voicemail ever on the planet from Linda Bott, and so I got her a trophy. And by the way, I have submitted that voicemail to the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's longest voicemail. So, yeah, that introduction did pretty well. Senior Idol is this Friday at 7 o'clock at the Cascade. You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. The concept, everybody knows, of course, about American Idol, right? The big Fox hit for what? How many years now? 8 years, something like that?
8 or 9 years.
Yeah. And you know what I find so interesting about that TV show is that the demographics that it appeals to, meaning it's male and female from 18 plus. Well, I guess from 8 plus, really. I mean, everybody loves that show.
Truly a family show that you can sit and watch with your family, and there's something for everybody in that show.
So somebody at the Vistas Assisted Living and Memory Care had the idea of creating the show called Senior Idol. Well, Brent Taylor and his family went last year because his father-in-law was on the show. Was one of the performers, and Brent was just taken aback by the fun and the professionalism of all of these wonderful, talented people over 55 in Shasta County.
Well, you know, I went to it, you know, because Linda was one of the judges there, and I tell you, it's absolute truth. I went there prepared to be polite, you know?
right.
I was knocked out of my seat. I have never, I mean, to have that much talent in that room, I mean, such a great surprise.
Yeah, well, what I learned was, anyway, Brent got so excited, he came to me and he says, Paul, we've got to find some way to get involved in this. So I saw Kara Lee over at the Vistas. I said, hey, how about we join, we come and we join up with you and we produce the show together and we'll provide a lot of the marketing and the advertising. Because, last year they had good attendance, but this year I fully expect that Cascade Theater to be sold out. If you don't have your tickets now, get them today.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you said that because I called yesterday and spoke with Lonnie over there and said, you know, I didn't think about this. I'm going to need a ticket for Carl. And she goes, well, okay, I think we're just about ready to be sold out. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. So get your tickets today. I think there's just some left. And do call the Cascade and get you. Yeah, you don't want to miss the show.
Either call the Cascade box office, or you can go by the box office, or you can do it online, too. I mean, we're uptown. Downtown Reading is really uptown.
Really uptown.
Yeah, you're right. You're in the middle of uptown here in downtown.
And it's getting better all the time around here.
Yeah,
I mean, we're the rehabilitation. I don't know if rehabilitation is not. That's not the right word. The Renaissance of downtown is. Yeah. I'm right in the middle of it.
Right, with the Market Street Promenade that there I was involved with there last year.
So wonderful, and now there's going to be the Village Deli, the Teppanyaki, the Kobe Steakhouse, and of course, is it
Maxwell's?
Maxwell's.
All these places opening up right here.
And Gorilla Bites and places to shop and poke your head
boutiques.
And say, like,
The boutiques in downtown Reading are really fabulous.
Very nice.
There are, six or eight of them.
Love it down here. Okay, what else have you got there?
Well, the show, so Brent Taylor is also going to be one of the judges. And what a lot of people don't know about Brent Taylor from Taylor Motors, as you folks know, the Taylor family is legendary in Shasta County for being community-minded, committed to the community, as well as being on the conservative side of the political spectrum. And Carl is smiling. Well, what few people know in that context is that Brent Taylor, when he was a teenager, was a rock and roller. He had hair down to his shoulders. Can you imagine what Howard Taylor's reaction was when his son is showing up with long hair playing the guitar? You know.
Well,
what I'm
hear through the grapevine that he is a phenomenal.
He's
guitar player.
Yes, he has studied guitar since before his teen years. He has a guitar collection. He is a phenomenal guitarist. And he and Bruce Turgon, who was a member of the big group Foreigner,
recording studio here.
Yeah, Bruce Turgon has been assisting the seniors, and Bruce and Brent Taylor have gotten together to play guitar and such. So anyway, Brent's going to be one of the judges along with you. Linda's going to be, and who's the third judge?
Kruger.
Oh, Mike Kruger.
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Robot Man, if you've ever seen him dance.
KRCR, Channel 7. And the co-hosts are
Don Burton.
Don Burton and
Jennifer Scarborough.
And Jennifer Scarborough from KRCR.
Yeah.
So it's really a neat show. And all those people know, you and, you know a lot about show business. Everybody there knows something about show business, which helps make this a great show.
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes it makes what they say a little. I mean, it has an impact on it because you do know what you're talking about. I mean, you've been entertaining all over the world, honey, for 20 or 30 years.
You will stay with us to the other side, right?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Paul Barth, Senior Idolist Friday. Don't go anywhere. I've got a couple questions that are going to be fun. That are going to go down memory lane. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Taylor Mo.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, or if you have an email you want to send to Linda, it's linda@kcnr1460.com. And we stream, of course, all the time. You can hear us no matter where you're at. Our guest today is Paul Barth, who is, if you've heard his voice everywhere, you've seen Paul Barth everywhere. But a lot of people don't realize that Paul Barth was was huge in radio here years ago, and in fact built the exact studio we're in.
That's right. This is truly a walk down memory lane for me. I was raised all the way through high school in a tiny little town over in Plumas County called Quincy. But it was among trees and mountains. From there, I went to the San Francisco Bay Area, went to college, began my career, actually worked my way through college as a DJ in San Francisco radio in the 60s. I'm playing rock and roll top 40 during the Summer of Love. And I remember it all, too. I know, I really do.
And are you sure you were there if you remember all of it?
Yeah, right.
I've heard that saying before. I was in the Summer of Loving, and I can remember it. So I have heard that.
So that's how I got connected to radio. Is it was my way of working as I went through college, and then of course I got into news, and then I went into management, and then I went to Southern California, managed a chain of radio stations, and then I started my my first business, an ad agency, in Southern California, which is still going, but. After 15 or plus years in Southern California, you miss the mountains and trees, and you get a little agitated with the congestion of people, sound, light, noise, you know, and I was drawn back to Northern California. So I said, wow, what can I do? I don't want to, you know, I can't just leave, and I can't just go up there and veg. Oh, I know what I'll do. I hearken back to my days as a DJ, and I said, you know what? I'm going to find a town that has meets these criteria, has mountains and trees, has an airport with lots of flights to Southern California so I can sort of commute, and has is big enough to have Arbitron ratings so you can get national advertising dollars, and where I can afford to buy a radio station. Well, Reading met all those criteria, and in 1989, I bought a station that had just gone on the air. It was going to be a religious station, and the guy changed his mind. He was from Kansas City, changed his mind. I bought the station, and I made it to, called it the 99.3 K9 FM. And we had a great, we just had so much fun. Our first Arbitron rating book, our very first book, we were number one, 25 adults, 25, 54 men and women. And we stayed number one for like 3 years. As you know, all media is driven by advertising dollars. The advertising rates, because of the quality nature of our sales marketing and the quality nature of our programming, we had bigger, you know, higher advertising rates in 1990, 91, and 92 than exist today in this marketplace. So it was very, very successful. But then I was hit head-on in this huge accident out on Highway 44, got creamed head-on, and had a long, long recovery. And so it sold everything. So sold the radio station, which now is, I think it's called Hank FM or something like that, and sold the ad agency. And then after about a 3 or 4 year recovery, I began doing consulting, marketing consulting, assisting businesses with advertising, marketing, promotion. So
it's interesting. You had your miracle because you lived in a head through a head on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Long recovery. And at that time, I'm sure as you were recovering, who am I and what am I going to do? I've had this vast history of being in the entertainment field, being on the air, inspiring people, producing projects, but you came back into it.
Yes, marketing and advertising is my passion. It truly is. Now, the issue that I'm dealing with is how do I use that passion for a bigger and broader scope of activity?
Well, I think that Senior Idol is something that you're taking the lives of many people who have fought maybe for 40, 50 years or however long, because there's people from 55 older. I think there was an 80-year-old in the last show who blew the roof off the building. I mean, people were, what? You're kidding. I mean, it wasn't just karaoke. This is like some heavy-duty stuff.
So. Yeah. It is so much fun for me at the personal level to be involved with things like Senior Idol. I worked, as you know, earlier this year, I worked with the grand jury to drive more applicants for the grand jury process. So that's part of it. And working with wonderful clients like the Taylor Motors family. They are just the nicest, warmest people. I've been working with them for, 12, 15 years.
I think we're going to be making a visit to Taylor Motors soon. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've only got 30 seconds left in this set. And, you know, Paul, what we'd like to do at some point is off air, sit down with you.
That'd be great.
And talk a lot about radio, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Thank you, Paul. And American Idol Friday night. I mean, Senior Idol.
Cascade Theater.
Get your tickets.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Get your tickets, Cascade Theater. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
From the
Radio.
Fox Business Network, the most powerful.
The Harper Band and PTA. Their letters came and Mama cried. She couldn't sleep at night.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and what you were just listening to were some of the performers from last year's Senior Idol.
Just a little snippet.
Just a little snippet. We kept Paul over, asked him to stay because he had the CD with... And really, those were live performances from last year, so you can just imagine... Okay, so I understand you can't have re-entry, so we have a batch of fresh talent.
Correct. None of the contestants for Senior Idol of 09 of last year were allowed to enter this year. I believe they can again next year, so you're right. It's all new. It's a whole new show, all new contestants. Over 60 people auditioned, tried out for the finals. There will be 12 in the final show Friday night at 7 p.m.
How far do they reach as far as age bracket and as far as distance to
you
come?
I don't know. I believe everyone is from Shasta County. Okay. I think that's one of the rules, as a matter of fact. You have to be in Shasta County. And I don't know the ages because I wasn't able to be there for the auditions. There were like three auditions. You had to go through hoops to be on stage. So.
Absolutely.
Well, I know that the one lady that was in her 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, New York gal. Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking like 81. I think she was like 85, 86.
And her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend was there, too.
Yes, and he also auditioned. I don't think he made it to the finals.
He was there.
But he was there, and they met and fell in love, and they were just this absolutely adorable couple, and he loved to sing. And come and see it.
Because it's fun, because it's invigorating, it's inspiring, it's just neat.
Is it a fundraiser this year?
Yes. Oh, that's right. I always forget to point out that all the net proceeds from Senior Idol go to Shasta Senior Nutrition, an important program in Shasta County. So, yes, it is a fundraiser.
All right. Well, we'll see you there. Thanks, Paul Barth.
Yay! Bye.
Thanks for building this building and this studio that we are in years after you had the brainchild. And
and what he's trying to do is get back his, he doesn't really want to shake hands with Eric. He wants his CD back.
Thanks, Paul. So,
thank you very much. Okay, you know, our next guest, we'll have him on here in just a couple minutes after this next break, is Fred Salante from the Missing in America Project. You know, a hugely successful project that shouldn't even be a project or a program, because it's something that is, when you hear about it, if you haven't already heard about it, it's because you don't listen to radio shows, you don't watch TV, you don't read the newspapers, birds flying over, coming by to tell you. It's a program that was set up to give an honorable burial to those veterans who were never claimed by either family, or if they didn't have family, that were buried in paupers' graves. They were still in mortuaries, never being claimed. Well, Fred started the Missing in America Project then to identify those veterans who had not been taken care of, who had not been given honorable burials. And they are all over the United States. They have been found. They have been verified to be veterans. And then they get interred with honors in states throughout the United States, all over the country. And there have been laws made. There have been all types of support given to this project. And when Fred comes on, he's going to be able to talk about it, plus all the different things that are going on right here in Reading. As you know, we've got we had the groundbreaking at IGO for the Warriors Memorial Building. You know, this Friday we have the groundbreaking for the Veterans Administration Hospital, the new VA hospital. And guess what we have to give away here? We have a T-shirt.
And a ticket.
This isn't just a T-shirt. This is a T-shirt that was made specifically for the groundbreaking ceremony
to commemorate the
groundbreaking of the Veterans Hospital. And also included in that, I know it may sound a little strange, but there's a lunch. There's going to be a lunch afterwards, after the groundbreaking. And this includes a lunch with us. And this is what we're going to give away today. We're going to give away, one today, one tomorrow, and a couple, I think, on Thursday before the groundbreaking. But now we've got to take a break. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. Yeah, it's 54 degrees. You know, it feels like it's... The reason it feels humid is because it is. 87% humidity. It's overcast this morning. We're going to expect about a high of 72 with some calm winds, but be ready to be dressed for some scattered showers. It's 7:43 in the morning on this beautiful 18th of May. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
Hey, our guest today is Fred Salante, heading up the Missing in America project. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hi.
You know, here's Fred. You know, Fred always sounds so calm and laid back, but Fred's got 18,000 people working feverishly to keep him happy.
God, I wish.
You know, I was thinking on the way to work today, Fred, it was almost a year ago last year that we all left from Reading with the group, and we went the first leg or the first part to Reno, but the rest of you went off to Arlington for that wonderful first-time ceremonial trip to Arlington and the laying of the three remains. We have that beautiful book in front. It was just about a year ago this happened.
May 20th, Thursday.
That's right. We left on May 20th. We went to Reno with you, and we pulled off. That was Linda's birthday. And the next day, so it was, as she said, I can't think of a bigger honor than to do this. So do you have another run planned on something like this?
Actually, we have so many runs starting to run, it's hard to keep track of which direction to go. And in fact, it was so bad that earlier I was listening to you, and I heard Dave and Ernie doing the sales talk, and I thought it was Saturday, and I'd already lost the rest of the week.
Welcome to our world, Fred.
But coming up, something that would have been similar that we're trying, but we didn't plan it here nationwide, is that Kentucky on June 12th is burying 34 veterans and 9 spouses that we've identified that were unclaimed, and actually they were partially in an old columbarium, and they were in baggies. Some of the boxes had been broken and split, and it was just a terrible mess. But we've been about a year plus working on this, and so June 12th we'll bury 41 in Kentucky that are going to get their honors finally.
Wow. Now you just had an internment last week.
Actually, last week's, and we mentioned it a bit on the show, the morning of, mm-hmm. We buried 15 veterans here in Igo. And the best part of that, Carl, was the fact that the Pacific Union College sent students up, and they had 8 students that came up and took this on as a class project. They're a social justice class, and they adopted MIAP at the college, so they came up to see the service. We had them participate in it, in the fact that they were presented the flags, and we had them carry the urns and put them in the niche in the wall so that they were actually participating with burying these veterans with honor. And the next day we went down to the Capitol, and as some of your audience will know, is that we have a bill in the California Assembly that's passed out of the Assembly, actually 75-0. It was co-authored by Jim Nielsen, and it passed without a dissenting vote in the Assembly, and as of yesterday, it's moved into the Senate and starting to get discussed there. So we're hoping that by July or the 1st of August, we will actually have a new California law that tells funeral homes and stuff that if we come and knock on their doors, that they will give us all the information that's required by the Department of Veterans Affairs to identify anybody as a veteran or a dependent or spouse of a veteran. And we also got word yesterday that Georgia just passed the Missing in America Act, which is about the 14th state that has passed a law specifically mentioning Missing in America and for helping us accomplish our purpose. And we have 4 other memorandum of understandings with 4 other states. So, you know, from a humble beginning a few years ago, Carl, we actually have about 20 states that are not just letting us work there, but have actually been proactive in passing laws to make it mandatory to help us.
Well, you know, Fred, the fact that you got something through the assembly was 75-0, maybe you should go down there and try to push through the budget.
Well, you know, that the students and I, the day after, went there to rally for that bill. And as we stood outside the Capitol in the west entrance, you could not believe the people and some of the staffers that came out and some of the most of the senators and assembly people weren't there, but their staff and everything came out and really very aggressively supported what we're doing. So
how could you not support it?
Budget's another story, but yeah. I'll stick to what we're doing.
Well, you're doing a great job in this, Fred. You know, I tell you what, it's gone across the United States. Last year, when you two Silver Star recipients and a Medal of Honor recipient, all the way to Arlington, nationwide news, the fact that people, you know, that supported it, you know, so much across the country, you know, people are starting to realize that, you know, nationwide what you're doing, what the organization is doing. And I know you have worked tirelessly for this, and we applaud you here on KCNR, and as does anybody that knows what the project is. I mean, you did this out of the love in your heart for veterans, and what can you say about that?
Well, it's hard to say anything, because if anybody watched the PBS show, they know that I'm very emotional about it. I don't talk at all. I just bawl through the whole thing.
Well, you know, it's people that stand up like you, Fred. You know, they're called, I don't know, maybe they called them 1,000 points of light. I don't know, maybe that was what Bush called them at one point, or somebody called them that. It's a organization or a person that stands up to make a difference and makes a huge difference in people's lives. And you are. That's you, Fred Salante. That's what you are. You make a huge difference in people's lives. And the people, in many cases, are no longer with us. But their families. I've seen the families that at the ceremonies, that they are just so touched by what's going on with their families, with their loved ones, that they didn't even know were involved with something like this.
I think the whole purpose of what we do, Carl, is you mentioned the part just now with the families. I think that our whole organization, first and foremost, is trying to become and has become, in the Department of Veterans Affairs' eyes, we just need the laws to follow up. We become the family for those veterans that are abandoned, that nobody will speak or even knows that somebody has to speak for them. And the whole goal of what we do is that we have to, somebody has to stand forward and be their legal representative. And unfortunately, most of the state laws and stuff say they can only release information or the individuals to family. Well, if no family knows anybody's around, who speaks for these people? And that's what we're trying to do, is to step forward and be the person that speaks for these people that are languishing on shelves.
Well, you know, just the thought of it. You know, you're the only person that I've ever met that has said, I want to be put out of business. So hey, we've got to take a quick break here, Fred. When we come back, I want to talk about the importance of this VA hospital, what's going on from there. And we want to give away a T-shirt. And, you know, to our listeners, you know, it's a one-of-a-kind T-shirt for this.
And encourage people to come out. So stick with us, Fred, to the other side, will you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Where do you... Welcome back to Carl and Linda Bot here. This is Linda. Ba-ba-da-ba. It's morning. Good morning. You're looking at me. Carl's looking at me. He's pointing at me. When he does I start to get flustered. 7:55 in the morning, in case you don't know, it is the 18th. If you're just tuning in now, don't forget, on May 26th, we're going to be at the mall for the Senior Spring Expo. What's exciting about that, the first 50 seniors are going to receive a $10 gas card, and there's going to be a 1 p.m. drawing for $500 for a Macy's shopping spree. Come and check out over 40 vendors where you get to find out really great information on if you're a caregiver, if you're a senior, or if you're taking care of a senior or any of those things. Come see us. We're going to be broadcasting live from 7 to 9 that morning. With us on the phone, we continue our phone call with Fred Salante. Good morning, Fred. Welcome back to the program.
Morning, Linda.
Okay, now I am holding in my hands a Reading Veterans Home groundbreaking T-shirt. This is a one-of-a-kind, isn't it?
This was a unique story behind the T-shirt, actually. And one small correction, Carl. It's not a hospital. It is a veterans home.
Did I say hospital? I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, you've been saying
okay,
hospital. Anyway, it's a veterans home. The hospital actually here is supposed to be built within 4 to 5 years. They are trying to work on a project to get that built by then. But it took 23 years for this veterans home to get through the process and get approved. And so looking for photos of what to do to make this T-shirt up, they gave me aerial views. They gave me all kinds of stuff. And at the end of the day, I said, guys, none of this picture is going to work. I need something that's good. And so they sent me the picture of the shovel in the dirt.
And it works here, I tell you.
And you know what the best part about this is that the shirt came out beautiful on a maroon shirt and with the shovel and the groundbreaking, and turns around within about a week of having designed the T-shirt and ordered it. CDVA comes out and makes the invitation for the groundbreaking with that same picture and with the governor and General Bradigan's invitation on it. So it looked like we actually knew what we were doing, and the story is we didn't have a clue that we were doing something together.
Well, I tell you, it's beautiful, and we're going to give this away. And you can either have a medium or an extra large. You get one choice. And you first person that calls us at 605-4567 gets a shirt and a free lunch.
A
ticket for the lunch. Now, that lunch they're providing is with donations. Is that correct?
Well, but yeah, I want to talk about the lunch a bit because
yeah,
the newspaper forgot a little bit. When they were looking to set this program up, nobody was really sure how many coming, and we're talking into the 600s plus that probably will actually be there, maybe 1,000 vehicles around from support and visitors. And they were going to try to do some water and some little snacks of some kind because people like me that are diabetic and sick are going to be out there from 9 o'clock, 4 or 5 hours maybe, to get there early and beat the traffic. And so the thought came up of what to do for some food, and a friend of mine that I grew up with happens to be a truck driver with Walmart. And they do lots of charity work. At the end of the day, to make a long story short is, Walmart is providing every bit of the food for the lunch after the program, free to the veterans' home. We'll be asking for a small donation, recommended small donation of $5 to eat, but every bit of the food and everything is being provided free to the veterans' home from the Walmart Transportation Center out of Red
Bluff. Hey, Fred, we've got like 30 seconds.
Before we have to take a break.
Before we have to take a break. You know, Fred, we so much appreciate everything you do and everything you've done. And, we're going to be pushing this all week long. We've had, like, numerous calls. We have given away the T-shirt.
To Jim. Jim, congratulations on the
That's
T-shirt,
right.
The lunch afterwards. How wonderful. And thanks to the Walmart transportation people. And Walmart has been so generous in the things that they've done for the veterans in our community. Right, Fred?
Yes. And actually, when they see who's feeding this lunch, there are 79 Vietnam veterans that are drivers for the transportation center, and of course,
hey, Fred,
I had to buy super extra triple X's because
yeah,
they were all gone.
Gotta
run.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR, 1460 AM. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can go to our archives and hear any show. You know, when people are talking about certain candidates, go back to Free Fire Radio. You want to hear what they said, go to the archives, and you're going to find them. Hey, Fred, you're still on. I just wanted to say goodbye to Fred.
Fred Salante. Oh, anyway, so Miss...
Is Fred still on there? Push the button. Push the other button.
I did.
Fred, are you there? Okay, Fred's gone. We just want to thank Fred. Fred? Okay. We just wanted to thank Fred, and you know, for so much he does, and we're going to see Fred on Friday. We gave away that T-shirt. We gave away that lunch. Now, our guest for this segment, for this hour, is Chuck DeVore, who is running for the Republican nomination to be able to run against Barbara Boxer. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
So thanks so much for calling into the show.
My pleasure. I was up in Reading last night to a crowd of a few hundred enthusiastic people, and delighted to speak with your listeners in the Reading area.
All
you
right.
Know, we may be small, but we're mighty, which I think is a Shakespearean term. So,
yeah.
What do you like about the North State, Chuck?
Well, first of all, I went to school in the Eastern High Sierra up at Mammoth Lakes, and so for me, being up in the clean air with the pine trees and people who understand resource management, who understand that our forests ought to be properly managed, you know, places where there's snow all year long, which is what I'm used to from my time up in Mammoth Lakes. I've always enjoyed it, and it just reminds me that California is so much more than the large urban centers in the Bay Area and down in Southern California.
Well, Chuck, again, thanks for being on our show. And you are running for the United States Senate seat. Tell our listeners, if you will, who might not have been able to attend last night, or they'll see a billboard, and who is Chuck DeVore? Tell us about who you are.
Well, I'm a married father of two. I've been married for 22 years. I'm a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve. I'm an intelligence officer. I worked my way through college first as a union carpenter working with steel. Then I earned an Army ROTC scholarship that let me go to Claremont McKenna College. I studied overseas for a bit at American University in Cairo, Egypt, where I studied Islamic political thought and Arabic, which obviously is useful these days. I worked for President Ronald Reagan as a White House appointee in the Pentagon. I was a special assistant for foreign affairs to Caspar Weinberger from 86 to 88. I did some work for Congressman Chris Cox when he was first elected. And then I got into the aerospace industry and worked in aerospace and defense for 13 years for a firm where I, at the time of my election in 2004 to the state assembly, I was the vice president of research for the company, and I've been in the legislature since 2004, where I've gotten a record of being someone in favor of less taxes and smaller government, a staunch defender of our Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. I've got a proven pro-life and pro-family record, and so folks would call me a proven conservative lawmaker, and I certainly like that that moniker.
Okay, Chuck, why you instead of your opponents that are running in the Republican primary?
Well, it really comes down to what's going on in America today. If you look at where we went astray, I think we went astray by not following the Constitution, by not taking that oath of office to support and defend seriously. And if you look at Tom Campbell, in his time as a congressman out of the Bay Area, supported a number of gas and carbon taxes. When he was running for governor last year, he supported the biggest tax increase in U.S. history at the state level and a 32-cent a gallon gas tax hike as well. His last rating from the National Rifle Association was an F. I've got nothing but A's from the NRA, and that should matter to folks up in the North State. So Tom Campbell is your typical Bay Area liberal Republican. In the case of Carly Fiorina, she presents a more complex case because if you listen to her now, she's running as a conservative. She's trying to basically run on all of my issues, which is, I think, great. It shows the compelling attraction of conservative ideals in 2010.
Chuck,
the challenge is, yes.
We get it because we're on the radio. We have to take that commercial break. I'm sorry. Will you stay with us to the other side?
Sure, of course.
We are listening to Chuck DeVore, who's running for United States Senate for the Republican office, opposing Barbara Boxer. We're going to get into some good stuff. Stay with us. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll see you after these messages.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. K KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finders Walk In Tobacco Emporium in the North State. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. Support the veterans. They support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, so much more than a tobacco emporium. Our guest is Chuck DeVore, running for the Republican nomination so he can run against Barbara Boxer. Good morning again,
Good
Chuck.
Good morning.
Now, you were talking about the lady that you're running against here, that she's kind of come over to your side.
Well, yeah, you were asking me about my opponents and why I'm different, and so I was saying that Tom Campbell is a Bay Area liberal Republican who supported massive tax hikes and has a really bad rating from the NRA. His last rating was an F, and I've always gotten A's. Now, Carly Fiorina, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, has been campaigning more or less as a conservative, but 2 years ago she was the chief economic advisor to John McCain's presidential effort. And in that capacity, she supported things like John McCain's cap-and-trade program, which I like to say would have brought all the job losses of the Democrats' plan with at only half the cost. She backed amnesty. She backed some of John McCain's other transgressions as well. And, you know, as I look at this, I think, you know, where is the record? Where is the proven conservative record, as she had some issues, I think, on some major matters of the day. The Sonia Sotomayor nomination, for example, she said that she would have voted to confirm Sonia Sotomayor, as did Tom Campbell, and she still won't take a position on the Kagan nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. So I would say that I'm the proven conservative, and what's interesting is that the opinion polls that have come out recently, the Rasmussen Report poll, for example, show that I've actually ran better against Barbara Boxer than did Carly Fiorina now for 2 months in a row. So I think that what this is showing is that there's a hunger out there for someone who is a proven conservative, who means what he says, says what he means, and who believes in the Constitution, who believes that we shouldn't be spending money that we don't have. And I think this is what I offer to Republicans. And we've now raised $2.2 million from over 25,000 individual donations, half of that online using Al Gore's invention. And I think we've got a compelling story, and I believe that we can retire Barbara Boxer.
Well, you know, the one of the big problems that has been hitting, well, one of the things that's really hit the news is the Arizona law on illegal immigrants. What's your stand on that? Well, either that's a great stand, or we've lost him. I'm sure he'll call back here. Our guest is Chuck DeVore. He's the candidate. He's running for the Republican nomination to run against Barbara Boxer this year.
He's calling back in, so bear with us here. That's what happens sometimes when you have our cell phones.
Chuck, are you still there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sorry, I went through a tunnel.
So, there you go.
Either that you didn't want to answer this, but the Arizona law on illegal immigration, what's your take on that?
Well, I supported that law as soon as it came out, and I gave it unreserved support because all it simply does is restate federal law. And if you've got a problem with the Arizona law, then you've got a problem with federal law on immigration. Now, I think what's very interesting is on the day that it first was signed into law, Carly Fiorina criticized it, saying that it had a certain racist overtone, and she actually told the Wall Street Journal that day that she opposed it before deciding that she was supporting it on Monday. Now, I've always been opposed to amnesty. Carly Fiorina has finally come around to my position on amnesty only recently because, of course, John McCain was one of the authors of the Republican version of amnesty. On that issue, as in many other issues that we weren't happy on, the bailout of Wall Street, for example, Fiorina supported that as well while she was working for John McCain.
Well, it appears that, you know, McCain's whole attitude changed when that rancher was killed down in Arizona, or maybe perhaps it was his opponent that was taking him to task on illegal immigration.
Yeah, it's amazing what elections do to people.
Well, it's amazing how things happened in our world when there's an election coming up, especially a national election. But don't get us into that. Now, what would be one of the if you go against Barbara Boxer, what's your strategy for that? Is it just going to be pointing out what she's done? And the difference,
my,
or what?
My strategy is to ask Californians, what has she done for you in 28 years in the federal legislature? How has she improved your life? With unemployment at record rates in California, due to high taxes and heavy red tape and regulation, what has she really done to put Californians back to work using their own initiative and hard work, their own entrepreneurial skills? You can't spend your way into prosperity, which is what Obama and Boxer have tried to do with this massive stimulus package. And I intend to just go right after her, go after her on water, go after her on appropriate use of our resources, both the timber resources, offshore oil and gas, modern nuclear power. And I think that we can have a really vigorous discussion, and that the more we have a vigorous discussion, the more Californians are going to question whether or not they really want to send her back to Washington, D.C. for another 6 years.
Well, we want to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the future of nuclear energy, drilling off California, and also, don't call me ma'am. I believe that was a that has been a major part of people's campaigns. This is Carl and Linda Bott right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm Leslie.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Chuck DeVore, who's running for the Republican nomination for senator so he can run against Barbara Boxer. Hey, Chuck, you know, you've studied in the Middle East. That's one of your, and that's helped form your opinions, I'm sure. What's your take on the Middle East? Are we going to be friends with them? How do we handle what's going on over there?
Well, I think it's very important as we look at the region that we understand that we're at war with an ideology. The Islamist way of thinking views all non-Islamists, even people who are moderate Muslims, as the enemy. And they have a worldview that in Arabic is called Dar al-Islam wa la Dar al-Harb, or the world or sphere of conflict, or infidels versus the world or sphere of Islam or peace. And individuals who hold this view can either internalize this view, in other words, the internal struggle between good and evil in your own heart, or they can externalize it and use it to justify things like homicide bombing. And so what we need to do is, I think, remorselessly kill the leadership of our enemies and keep them off balance, make sure that they know that it does not profit them by attacking us, and then do what we can to encourage people of the Islamic faith who don't want to kill us and attack us, to encourage them to stand up and to say that death and destruction is not an honored part of our belief system. And that as much as we can do this, we can help then those people within the Islamic faith, you know, prevail and come to the realization that it's not going to profit them to attack America and its allies and friends. And so I think that this is a very important long-term strategy. Now, part of this is that I don't believe that we should be backing down from our friendship and our support of the State of Israel. I think it's a complete fabrication to say that our support of Israel has somehow caused people to hate us more, has somehow caused people to attack us, when in fact that's just an excuse that some people use, and believe me, they would be coming after us anyway. So, you know, this is something that I think that as long as we are consistent and firm on this, we can discourage people from attacking us, and certainly we can destroy some of the threat before it gets to our shores.
And, Chuck, what do you think about what's happening in Arizona?
Well, I very much support the Arizona law. I mean, all they are doing is simply restating federal law. And if you have a problem with Arizona, then you've got a problem with federal law. I also think we should complete a double fence along our border. The part of the problem with Arizona is that we completed a double fence in California. And when we completed that double fence, border crossings in California actually dropped by 95%. And when they dropped in California, it pushed a lot of the traffic over to Arizona. And that's why Phoenix, for example, has become the kidnap capital of North America. That's why, you're getting all of this violence and turmoil in Arizona, because all we did was push the problem over to Arizona. So we need to complete that double fence.
I need to go across there. One more question on the as far as America's a Christian Islamic type of alliance here. President Obama mistakenly said this is one of the largest Islamic nations in the world, but there are a lot of Muslims, those that practice the Islamic faith in the United States. I have not seen a large outpouring of support from the Muslim population here in the United States, or if I missed something someplace. It's like support for a democracy, support, a march there to say, hey, look, we support our country. Is this a fear they have? Is this something else going on?
First of all, the Islamic community is very wide and varied, and you need to be very specific. As an example, there are an enormous number of people in California who come from Iran circa 1979. They're refugees from when the mullahs took over. And so they're Muslims who believe in freedom and democracy and are very much pained to see what is happening in their nation of Iran, historical Persia. And I've got a lot of them that live down in my district in Orange County, and they are patriotic, hardcore Americans. Just like all other communities, you find a very wide and varied range of opinions in this community. Now, there are, as well, bad actors, people who have moved to America and who have gotten visas or eventually gotten passports because they became American citizens, who actually got the passport specifically so they could target America, so they could more easily go back and forth. And what we need to do is we need to have a very careful review of our immigration laws. And we need to do a better job before we admit people and give them that coveted American citizenship. Clearly, we need to do a better job at checking up on people when they desire to become a U.S. citizen.
I know we have friends that took them 3 years to become to come in and get a green card, to get a visa that was, that they could use because they were coming in the correct way.
Well, 3 years is actually a relatively short period of time. I've heard cases of far longer than that.
Well, it's amazing that how that works or how it doesn't work. We've got about a minute before we have a hard break in the news, Chuck. When we come back, we'd like to talk about the amount of power that these organizations have, agencies have, like the EPA, that they can say things that have such a huge impact on our economy, and how do we fight that? Is that something that can be handled in the Senate? Or it can be handled at at the legislation level, or is this something that we're going to have to be living with? And also, of course, oil and nuclear power. So how much time we got left here?
20 seconds.
Okay. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. If you're looking for a great way to entertain this Memorial Day weekend, go on down to BNT Satellite, and you can win a completely wireless sound system that you can use indoors or outdoors. All you have to do is go to BNT Satellite right off Airport Road at 20177 Charlon Drive, and you just have to enter. It's $450, and it works off of iPhones, cassettes, CDs. You got that old 8-track like Eric has. You can use it on that, iPods, or any type of electronic equipment that plays music. It's going to be perfect for you. And we're going to be doing a live remote there on May 28th, and we're going to pull the ticket. So the winner will be announced, and BNT Satellite's going to come over there and set it up for you.
For Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you'll have it for the whole summer. I mean, it works on everything. It's free. a completely wireless sound system.
It's currently 57 degrees. Today's cloudy, up to 72 today. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. We have a special guest if you're just tuning in. We know many of you are on your way to work. It's 8:35 in the morning. Chuck DeVore, who is running for United States Senate to take the Republican nomination. It's what's really cute here, Chuck, not cute, but fun, too, is a countdown on your website that constantly every second, 157 days, you know, countdown to take over Barbara Boxer's seat. Love it.
Yeah, we've been counting down for about 16, 17 months now. I actually got into this race only about 10 days after the November 2008 election because I'm neither a celebrity, as you can tell with this great face for radio that I've got, and I'm not a multimillionaire, so I knew that it'd take a lot of hard work and a lot of meeting Californians of all persuasions and walks of life, and that's what I've been doing since November 2008.
Well, I tell you what, don't even get me started on money and running for politics. And, you know, one of the things I'm just completely amused by right now is that Meg Whitman spent $69 million so she can run neck to neck with Poisoner. And,
well, it is amazing. I mean, Meg Whitman has already spent more money than Carly Fiorina's net worth.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're not, and it's still going. I mean, they haven't even gotten down to the last couple of weeks. Anyway, hey, we're going to talk about your power. You are a strong proponent of nuclear energy, is that correct?
Yes, I've introduced five nuclear energy bills in the last 4 years to overturn California's obsolete ban on the construction of modern nuclear power plants. I'm a big believer in nuclear energy because it provides affordable, reliable, safe energy that we need right now. California gets about 47% or so of its electricity by burning natural gas. And this is something that can be very costly when shortages come up. One nice thing about nuclear power is that once you build the plant, you know how much it's going to cost you for decades to come.
Well, people don't realize, too, that it runs 100% of the time as opposed to solar, wind, waves, et cetera, and which also have big infrastructures.
Absolutely. We absolutely need it. And I look at it this way. If France can do it, and power 80% of their electrical grid off modern nuclear power, why can't we?
You know, people, you know, as soon as you mention nuclear power to people, they say it's one of two things, Chernobyl or Three Mile Island. And they don't realize that there is a complete separation, a complete, you know, difference between Chernobyl and Three Mile Island.
Well, first of all, at Three Mile Island, of course, the safety systems worked, and there wasn't anybody hurt at all.
That's right.
And you contrast this, for example, with burning coal, which is where America gets most of its electrical energy from. And if you look at coal burning, it's not exactly the cleanest thing in the world, even still. And it's a very dangerous occupation, both to mine the coal as well as when you burn the coal. It puts a lot of pollutants in the air, which are not good for the human body. And in addition, pollutes groundwater tables and et cetera. So by comparison, nuclear power is much, much more clean. And again, it provides reliable, affordable power that you can count on. One of the nice things about nuclear power in the state of California is that currently we get about 13-14% of our electricity from nuclear power. We do have four reactors that have been operating in the state. But the more nuclear power you have, the more you can offset our burning of natural gas, and if you free up natural gas, you can use more natural gas in vehicles. And if you we have to import from nations like Saudi Arabia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Venezuela, more dollars we can keep here in America.
Well, the idea of sending billions of dollars to people that don't especially like us a lot, I've never seen the good idea behind that, but. We right now we've got a fossil energy type economy, but we need to do some really take some really positive steps to get off that.
Absolutely, and I think that nuclear power is the way to go. And as I mentioned, if the French can do it, why can't we? Which is why I've written these nuclear power bills. I'm still waiting to get a Democrat vote, but I'll keep trying.
Well, yeah. Have you gotten one out of committee yet?
No, sir. But
well, we're used
you know,
to
it's
that.
It's a good idea.
Well, we're used
it's
to
a
that.
Good idea.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jim Nielsen, Doug Lemoff, they always would tell us they'd have these great bills. They'd never get out of committee. And it's so that's where we're at, $27 billion in a hole. Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here, Chuck. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, what you consider the most burning issues. But I also want to talk about the a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve, the fact on Capitol Hill, which some people are trying to poo-poo about Senator Boxer embarrassing the Army general, even though she claims that she didn't. When we get back, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Chuck DeVore. Chuck, I understand you've got to run out of here pretty quick. You've got another engagement.
Yes, got a little TV interview here in San Francisco with KQED public TV. So. I'm at the parking lot, though, so you've got me for another 5 minutes or so.
Excellent. Okay. We always want to encourage our listeners, too, that we do stream, and you will be able to hear this interview with Chuck DeVore in our archives. We thank you so much for being a guest on our show, and there's so much that we want to talk with you. I know Carl's been burning to ask this question.
Well, mainly I wanted to find out what your main issue is here, in the last 5 minutes, what you believe the main issue is and that you really want to see changed?
Well, what I want to see changed is getting back to the basic principles of the founding of our nation. Our federal government exists to secure our unalienable rights. It does not exist to protect us from our own greed and stupidity. And if you believe that the role of a lawmaker is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, and if you understand why we have the government that we do, then you're not going to vote for things like the bailout of Wall Street, which both Tom Campbell and Carly Fiorina and, of course, Barbara Boxer supported. You're not going to vote for Obamacare, which I pledged to repeal 4 months before it passed. Carly Fiorina pledged to repeal it the day after it passed, and Tom Campbell still hasn't pledged to repeal it. So I believe that the purpose of the federal government is very basic. You secure our unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is why we have government. We don't have government to try to buy us happiness with money borrowed from China. And this is how we've gotten into trouble. This is how we've racked up now so much debt that our children and our grandchildren can't possibly pay it back without compromising their standard of living and their economic security and freedom, and having a situation where their standard of living is lower than their parents and their grandparents for the first time in American history. We are at the tipping point right now. We've got to stop this massive expansion of government dead in its tracks. We have to roll back big government and push forward freedom and liberty. And I think that this is the main task before us. Everything else is secondary.
Our guest today has been Chuck DeVore, who is running to be the Republican candidate to run against Barbara Boxer. Even though we've got a couple minutes left, Chuck, I mean, what you just said is something that should...
was very clear.
Yeah, that was very clear, and maybe that's the way we should end this.
And music to our ears.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, and it was delightful to be up in Reading again for the second time in my long campaign, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to come on, and hopefully people appreciate my gigantic billboards that we have up here.
Hey, you know what? They are nice.
You know, we appreciate anybody
nice.
That comes up here. You know, the fact that you know, the candidates come up here to talk to us in the North State is very much appreciated. Sometimes we're ignored, you know, by the people in the flatlands down there, which can be working against them, you know, at some point. So we think it's great that you all come up here.
Thank you, Chuck DeVore.
Thank you.
And good luck.
You might
Thank
want
you.
To check out Chuck's website at chuckdevore.com. It talks about his issues and shows, you know, pictures. It describes his military background and so many other things that are you know, I love our show, Carl, because this makes me have to pay attention, and I really like this guy.
You know, he's got a lot of good thoughts. You know, we're going to have Tom Campbell on at some point. In fact, I think it's next week. And we tried to get Carly Fiorina on here, too. And we're still working because, you know, we believe in, you know, first of all, If you give one person a chance here on the radio, you give everybody a chance. You know, that's why we have had all of our candidates on the same amount of times. We try to be as fair as we can. You know, sometimes on a national level, or not national, but state level, it's hard to get them. Like, we've asked Meg Whitman's numerous times to come on the show, and she has refused to do that. Or at least her people have refused to do it.
I don't even know. She's so busy, she might not even know.
Well, that's not the point.
Little old radio station here.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. The fact is that we have gone to her people on numerous occasions, said, why don't you come on the show here and answer our questions? You know, Poisoner came on. So, but it's the type of thing is that it's, you know, you take a look at the people that come on the show. They're not afraid to get out, throw it out. And Chuck DeVore, you know, frankly, he has some great ideas, it sounds like. This is the first time, really, that I have heard him speak. I have not, you know, we look at his website, you know, to study up before he gets here, but, you know, that's about it.
Okay, here's an email from a listener. I've been a Democrat all my life. The last vote that I casted was for Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and Nancy Pelosi when they first ran for office. Worst votes I have ever casted. I feel that my party has lost its way. Don't know if I should abandon my party or hang in there and try to and change the direction they are going. We're happy to have listeners like that because, you know, it really is, again, like Carl and I really believe, and we say this when we go to parties or we go to functions or we go, it doesn't matter. We have friends that are Democrat and liberal, and then we have our Republican friends. And we really believe that, you know, in order to get things done, we have to be able to break bread at the table, agree to disagree, try to become as unified as possible for the betterment of our country, not for our individualness, but for our country. We as a body, we the people, for the people.
Yeah, and with that in mind, a lot of times, what's good for this country is to have our individual. What is right for this country is our individual freedoms. We need our individual freedoms,
but not special party interests,
and not the special parties that say, oh, you know, we're going to take care of you. You know, fine. You want to take care of us, then give us the freedom, give us the ability to go out and take care of ourselves, because you keep giving things to people, and then pretty soon they stop wanting to achieve. I mean, I don't care who it is. If you know that it's going to be there no matter what, maybe you don't push as hard in some cases. A lot of people push real hard. You know, they just want to keep achieving. We can't put a limit on that to people. We cannot limit people's ability to be a success in this country. And unfortunately, I see that happening. We got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
How is your...
How do you know? I need that. I need that. Do you need that? It's 57 degrees.
Girls just want to have fun.
Play happy bumper music for Linda, you know. Thank you, Eric. You know, boy, I'll tell you what. I just think, you know, okay, it's attitude adjustment. You know, of course, we came in and we told you early on that our toilet is off of the doggone...
It's not even in
the bathroom. We got a half-tiled bathroom that is just something that I don't know where they got the tile, but it was this,
don't worry,
it's
be
from
happy.
The graveyard tile place, and I'm ticked off.
This tile is like something
y'all know what it is when you try to, you know, when you have to, you don't have your bathroom, and I'm sorry, you know, it shouldn't be that way. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are suffering in much greater...
Some people don't have bathrooms anyway.
I know. Right. So it's 57 degrees right now. It's currently going to be 72. It is humid today, but it's going to be a beautiful day. It's really what you make it. Guys have it much easier than girls. We know it, right? Okay. It's May 18th.
8:55. We're getting ready. We got our last 4 minutes here. You know, one of the things tomorrow, Senator Johansson is going to be on. We're going to talk about the National Cemetery at Igo and the Warriors Memorial Building. We're going to talk about the groundbreaking on Friday. Looks like Governor Schwarzenegger is going to be here, all types of dignitaries. And it's huge. It's huge for this city. The veterans home is going to have, I believe, over 250 or 244 to 250 full-time employees there. They're going to be able to take care of not only our older veterans, but they're going to have an Alzheimer's unit. It's going to be something that it's a definite asset for the community. And then within the next 4 or 5 years, you'll see a clinic or a hospital built in that general vicinity too. And of course, at the same time, in that general area by the airport, we're going to have the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. That's going to be its final resting place up there too, as they build it up there with Rob Burrows, and is getting all types of support on that. And again, it's something that's not being done with taxpayer money. It's being done privately to show the support and the affection that our country has for the veterans, right? Yeah. North State, but it's also throughout the United States. And he's already got thousands of donations for that.
We're always taking your emails, Linda@KCNR1460.com. As we've been on the air, I've been taking some emails and kind of reading some of them to you. Up next is Dennis Miller.
Yeah, you know, Dennis has always got a great show. And who's he got on today?
Well, you would put me on the spot.
I know. She brought it up, so I thought I'd ask.
All right.
He's got.
I'm looking it up right here. Wait.
Anyway.
Oh, you know what? My internet. Okay, it's just one more thing that happened, right? The bathroom isn't working, and now my internet connection went down. Anyway, roll with it, baby.
We're also going to be talking about veterans and getting veterans jobs when they come back tomorrow. We have a young man that's coming in and talking about veterans when they return to the United States.
Oh.
We're having a number of different shows coming in also with the other candidates coming in from national and state offices coming in to talk to us. And we're going to probably be cutting that off. I think we have to by in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, you know who's on Dennis Miller? Ted Nugent. Okay.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent's going to be on the show today. Michael Yon, Ryan Phillips, and Nestor Carbonell. So, those are past guests. So today we've got Ted Nugent up there. So I'm sorry I read that incorrectly. But anyway, that's going to be on Dennis Miller right after we're on the air. We have a chock-filled week, of course, at Senior Idol on Friday. And, of course, be listening tomorrow.
Well, we're going to have Kurt Starman here on Friday, too.
Oh, boy.
Yep, city manager's going to come here. There's been a lot of things that Kurt's been involved in here in the last few weeks, besides the fact of being the lone stranger and robbing the bank. You know, some people might say something about that, but I think it's funny. Anyway, Kurt's going to be here Friday to answer your questions about, what's going on with the river? What's going on with the rodeo arena? What's going on at City Hall? What do you see as the future here? How many more cuts? Can you keep making cuts? What kind of deals are being made to save our city? Or how many deals are being made to change things? Transparency in government. These are all questions that Kurt will want to answer.
And be listening tomorrow, because we're going to give away another one of those T-shirts, a commemorative T-shirt for the groundbreaking of the Veterans Home. It's finally happening, and we're going to be out there for the celebration, and we're going to be giving a ticket away, too, for the luncheon afterwards. So we've got a lot of great things coming up here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, always streaming on KCNR 1460. Check out our new website.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.